Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Jamie in Nebraska needs some help with a furniture refinishing project. What's going on?
Hi, I have a couple of old pieces of furniture, a pie hutch and a table that are painted, and, you know, they have the really neat patina of age. Mm-hmm. But I also have two little kids, so I'm worried about lead paint.
Okay.
So my question was if I should maybe put a polyurethane on it, or if I could repaint it, if that's enough for the lead paint. And I don't know that it's lead paint, but because it's so old.
And it's chipping, and your kids will probably pick it up and put it in their mouths.
Could be. Right now it's in storage, but I would like to see them someday.
Is the paint so loose in a lot of areas that it's just constantly falling off, or is it just a couple of little problem areas where you see the paint lifting?
Well, you know, it's not really, like, falling off. It's just, it's kind of, you know, it's got a, probably a couple layers of paint, so it's kind of, you can see other colors coming
through.
But
you like that look, right?
I'm sorry, what?
But you like that look, right?
Yeah, I like the look, but I didn't know if I should just kind of forget it and repaint it, or if I could polyurethane it, or...
Well, I think if you take the piece out and you lightly sand it...
Mm-hmm. I would sand the edges that are sort of picking up. I wouldn't sand the whole thing. I would just sand where you think your kids could get a nail hold underneath.
And then prime it. Use a good quality primer. Then you should be able to repaint the whole thing and have no worries.
No paint.
No paint?
I say don't paint it.
Well, she said it already has paint on it.
I know, but if she likes the look, because I know exactly what she's talking about. There are areas where there's sort of, you know, different washes of color, and then there's natural wood showing through, and it has this really interesting agey look that people, like, long for when it comes to sort of this country decorating style. So what I would do is lightly sand, like Tom suggests, but just in the area where anybody could sort of get a nail hold underneath and pick off a chunk of paint, and then I would get a water-based clear top coat, and I would do it in a flat finish. Don't get a gloss. Don't get a semi-gloss. Get flat as flat can be. Matte is what it's probably going to be called. And then put it over that, and that'll seal those edges down so that, you know, it'll take a good bit of work to get under there. But having a one-year-old, I know that their magic fingers can take apart anything. I don't know how. But I think if you put that clear coat on it, it'll seal everything in there as best as it can. And this way they won't be able to pick the paint off, and you'll still have that look.
Okay, good to know. Well, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.